Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to everybody this morning. Such a beautiful morning. A little cooler than we expect. This is not Roswell weather, I can tell you that. It's nice to be here. The announcements, I think, are in the bulletin. Just a reminder that we will have a Genesis Bible study at 10 a.m. on Thursday at Union. There will not be one in the evening. So if you can possibly come, we'll be showing a video at that time of Abraham and his travels. So are there other announcements? Yes?
I have one. We're still missing the key, the other key to the food pantry.
Oh.
So please look in your car councils or pockets. I did bring it back.
Yeah. Somebody
it's been gone most of the summer, so.
Oh, it's not the one that.
That I brought back to you.
Oh, yeah, somebody. No. I had a couple of people bring it back. So we might
we
check
still
to
have
see
one, but there's one more missing.
One more missing, okay. We'll keep looking.
Yeah.
It'll show up. All right, if there are no other announcements, let's stand and turn to the confession and forgiveness which you find in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of the Father, of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Amen. Hymn number 783 in the Red Book, Praise and Thanksgiving and Adoration.
Praise and thanksgiving.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The first first fruit.
I think it's on. Yeah.
This is number four.
Try it again.
The first.
Go ahead.
The first reading is from the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Jeremiah preaches the unpopular message of God's judgment, he suffers rejection. Today's reading distinguishes between the true prophet, like Jeremiah, who speaks God's word, and the false prophet, who misleads the people through dreams. One is like wheat, the other is like worthless straw. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long? Will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lie, and those who prophesy the deceit of their own hearts? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 82 responsibly. God stands to change the divine council assembled, giving judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked?
Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy.
Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They wander about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of your children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own.
The second reading is from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. The author of Hebrews presents us with rich stories of faith. In a long list of biblical heroes, we find examples of trust in God that enabled them to face the trials of life faithfully. In addition to this cloud of witnesses, we have Jesus, the perfect model of faithful endurance. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Chapter.
Lord, praise to you, Christ.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happened. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yes.
Have any of you ever played Follow the Leader?
Yes. Yes.
You do? Well, if I were the leader and I put my hand on my head, what would you do?
Put my hand on my head.
Well, where's your hand? Oh, See, I caught you. What if I pulled my nose? Would you pull yours?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if I pulled my ear? Okay. What if I folded my hands and prayed? Would you pray?
Yeah.
All right. What would you pray?
The same thing as you
prayed. The same thing I prayed. So can you pray with me? Okay. You know, Jesus, in the lesson we had today, they said Jesus was the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. In other words, he was the leader. And when we follow Jesus, we follow his word. So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, well, not everybody knows how to follow, do they? Let's try it again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for following us.
Thank you for following us.
And letting us follow you.
And letting us follow you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all the good things, that you give to us.
Help us to be your children.
Help us to be your children. And follow you always.
And follow you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Great. Now, you're a follower of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
All right. You can have a seat. Thank you. When I was a kid on the farm, we used to, the neighbors would sometimes come over, or our relatives, we had lots of relatives,
And it would be after chores were done and it was dark. And they would, the adults would go in the house and they'd play games. And we kids would go outside and play games. And the game that we often played most was hide and seek. And the thing was, when on the farm at least, we only had one yard light. And under that yard light, you could see just about everything, but it's in the shadows that you had to go looking for people. I remember once we had a big blue spruce tree at one of the places we were playing, and I slid under the lower branch. It was right down close to the ground. And in the shadow of that blue spruce tree, nobody could see me. In fact, the people who were looking for me walked right by me and almost stepped on my fingertips. I was that well hidden, and I waited until they said, what was the word? Ollie, ollie, oxen free, of course. Well, there was a song by that name written by Rod McEwen, and some of you happen to know that, I'm guessing. I noticed some of the people in the back didn't know the magic words. But the refrain goes like this. Ollie, 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 oxen free. Ollie, 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 oxen free. Time to see the fairness of a children's game. Time to stop and learn to do the same. Time to make our mind up with the world. Hiding was a favorite thing for us to do. And not always did you get the ollie, ollie, oxen free. There was a movie on TV that we didn't get to watch. My parents wouldn't let us watch it because it was too scary. There were five of us who were very young, and she didn't want to be up all night facing our nightmares. It was called The Shadow. Did anybody watch The Shadow? The Shadow knows. And the shadow, I guess, since I never saw it, I just remember that phrase. And I remember that they said wherever the shadow was, there was death and destruction or danger. And you wanted to avoid the shadow at all costs. Well, one of my classmates did get to watch it. And he was kind of disgusted the next morning. He said his little brother, every time the shadow came on, he covered his eyes, hoping the shadow wouldn't see him. Well, it's kind of like the game that many of us play as kids, where if you cover your eyes, nobody can see you. Do you remember that? At least our kids played that. See, now you can't see me, right? Well, not really. But there are a lot of people who act as if that's the way it is with God. That if God can't see them, then it doesn't matter what they say, what they do, they can act in any way they want to. Well, Dennis wasn't the only one who was in that boat. Jeremiah was talking to people at a time when they were of the opinion that if God couldn't see them, they could get by with anything they wanted. Jeremiah says, "Is there really any place that you can hide? Is there any place you can avoid my seeing you?" And he says, of course not. But the people of that day had the belief of their Canaanite neighbors and of their neighbors up in off in Egypt, off south in Egypt. And that was that all of their gods were territorial. That means their gods couldn't go across boundaries. I don't know how the gods knew where the boundaries were, but that was their thing. But one of the boundaries was a river or the sea. Remember the Egyptians tried to chase the Hebrews? And the Hebrews could go across because their god wasn't territorial. But the Egyptians' gods must have been territorial because they drowned in the Red Sea. Well, the same was true of the people in that area. They really thought that God was locked in the temple. That sounds like some Christians who think that God is locked in the church. You know, that's why we have a lock on the door there, to keep God in, so that what we do out there doesn't really matter. We can think, we can act, we can do whatever we want because God's in the church.
No,
that's right. That's not true, is it? And that's what Jeremiah was trying to tell people. That's not the way God acts. God is everywhere. And God is with us no matter where we are. So that he hears every thought, every word, every deed. God is there. And Jeremiah goes on and says, "For God, my word is like a flame. My word is like a hammer that breaks a rock. My word has that kind of power." Most people probably know that there are certain plants that require a fire in order to reproduce. Like the lodgepole pine is one of those where there isn't a forest fire, the seeds are not released. And therefore, it will just sit there dormant or will just plain rot because it needs the fire to break open the seed pod so that the seeds can flourish. There are other plants that are like that. I read just this week about how the American Indians discovered that they had to start little prairie fires in order for the prairie to replenish itself. Well, the forestry services find the same kind of thing, not only with the prairies, but also with the forests. God's fire is like that. It's not meant to destroy, but to bring about new life. In the book of Hebrews, which we were reading from the second reading, the writer of Hebrews points out that, excuse me, I'm a little bit hoarse from a week of hoarseness. I would say horsing around, but that doesn't. No, that has nothing to do with Hebrews. The Hebrew writers are talking about how God has been with these people no matter where they've been. When they were in Egypt, God was there leading them across the Red Sea even when Pharaoh tried to keep them out. That God was with Joshua when he was trying to lead the people into the promised land at Jericho, and Jericho was trying to stop him. But God was there to knock down the walls so that Jericho could be defeated. And he goes through a whole list. A whole list of heroes from the Old Testament, and talks about each one, how each one was found evidence of God working in their lives despite the difficulties. The people of faith, the writer of Hebrews says, know that God is with them even in their struggles, even in with the difficult times that they have to go through. There are no times when God is not there. In fact, he says, the perfect example of that is Jesus, who is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The one who is willing to take upon himself all of our sin, all of our suffering on the cross, so that we too could rise as free and Christian people who are part of his family. We have been saved by his grace, not by ours, or what we have done, but by what he has done for us. Jesus says, of course, this is going to cause some strife. There are going to be fights. There are going to be struggles in families. Well, think about the Civil War. and how in some families we're torn apart by being on both sides of the issue. Well, the same is true in matters of faith. Sometimes we're torn apart by what one family believes or one family thinks and what one family wants to do and the other family doesn't want to do. But in the end, the fact is, God is really the one we need to follow. God is the one who lifts us up and carries us through all of these difficult times. And we need to learn to read the signs. I read a story about a pastor who had a member who invited him to go to a horse race. And he didn't normally go to horse races because, you know, it just wasn't something he did. He wasn't a very good gambler. And he went and he was fascinated by everything. And he noticed down by where the horses were, he noticed his friend, a Roman Catholic priest, was down there. And this priest, he noticed, was making the sign of the cross every so often. And he put two and two together, and he realized that every horse the priest blessed came in first. And he thought, wow, if I just watch him, I'll know how to bet. So in the last race, he sees the priest go over to this horse, and he's certain he's blessing him, so he rushes off and he puts everything out of his wallet on that horse. As soon as the bell rang, the horse came out of the chute and died. Just like that. Well, he couldn't figure it out. So he went down to his friend who was the priest and said, I don't understand this. Every horse you blessed came in first, except this one. This one died right out of the chute. And he said, that's the problem with you Protestants. You don't know the difference between a blessing and a last rites. So we need to learn to read the signs. We know how to read when the clouds are in the west. Well, here in with the mountains over there, that's not always a sign, is it? But we know when it's going to rain, we can see it coming in. And we know when the wind blows from the south, it's going to be warmer. We know those signs, Jesus says, but you don't know the signs of the kingdom. You need to learn to read what is the will of God. And you can't do that by listening always to other people. And even when we know the signs, we don't always pay attention. You know, Doppler radar and satellite imagery will tell us when a hurricane is coming. But there are many people, you see them on TV, who say, I don't care what that says, I'm staying, I'm not moving. And they're risking their life because a hurricane is coming. We know that almost everybody knows the signs of drug abuse and what drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and tobacco can do to our health and our lives. But look at the number of people who get addicted to them anyway, despite all of the warnings. And sexually transmitted diseases are the same way. We know the dangers, we know the warnings, we know what can happen, but there's always this attitude, well, it may happen to them, but it isn't going to happen to me. And God is saying, or Jesus is saying, read the signs of the time and listen to them. Because God wants you to be free. God wants you to be alive. God wants you to be forgiven. And he came for that purpose. Yeah. That's what Jesus really wants. Not that we suffer, not that we struggle, but that we are given God's free gift. But the only way we can receive it is if we listen to the signs of the time and we pay attention to what is the will of God. Not our will, not what others are saying, but what is the will of God. What would God have us believe? And what would God have us do with any situation so that we can truly be free? Obviously, I wrote another verse to this song, so bear with me. Ali, 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 oxen free. Ali, 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 oxen free. Strong and weak, mild and meek, no more hide and seek. Time to search the scriptures for God's will and grace. Time to give our hearts to Christ, the perfecter of our faith. Time to share the good news, so the world at last may be. Ali, 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 oxen free. Ali, 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 oxen free. And that's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge
Are there people or concerns you'd like to, for us to pray for today?
Kathy.
Jenny.
Esther.
Claudia.
Dan Orwood.
Dan.
John Orwig, as he has surgery this week.
John? Treasuring your promise to hear us when we call, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of your creation.
Oh God, you have given us your word. Like a fire, kindle its flame within and among us. Empower us for the work of breaking down walls, reconciling the divided, and building faith. Let us pray.
Have mercy on us.
You form the furthest reaches of the universe, yet your spirit dwells within each life. Be the companion and keeper of every creature, and redeem all your creation in Christ. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
You rise up to rule the nations. Bless grassroots movements and guide elected officials. Teach the nations to be good neighbors to each other. Inspire us all to share food, land, knowledge, and our arts for the common good. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
You rescue those in any need. Be with surgeons, nurses, and all medical personnel who care for the sick, especially Kathy, Jenny, Esther, Claudia, Dan, and John, and those we name in our hearts. Shelter all who need homes and feed all who are hungry. Comfort those who are bereaved. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. We thank you for the friendship, community, and witness of those gathered here today. Send us out to welcome those estranged from family or experiencing difficult separations. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
We look to Jesus, the pioneer and protector of our faith. Be with us in the tragedies and troubles of this world. And join us and all the saints of Christ in perfect joy. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
All these things and more we ask in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Thank you.
blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
and see that the Lord is good. Now you may be seated. stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Lead on, O King Eternal.
Amen of peace. For